My name is Scarlett Prince. I'm 14 years old. Today is December 4th, and I'm speaking with my cousin, Chase Mullen, and we are recording this interview in Los Gatos, California. Can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
A person that's been kindest to me in my life? I would definitely say my mother has been very, very kind to me. You know, growing up, she definitely provided a lot for me. And she helped me become the man I am today. I mean, yeah, I would definitely give that question to my mother.
Awesome. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memory would definitely be the night of my wedding. I was with all my friends, and I was just so happy. I was with everyone I grew up with. We're all just having a good time, and I gotta go to bed with, you know, knowing that tomorrow morning I'll be marrying the woman of my dreams.
That is very sweet. That wedding was very beautiful, Chase. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
One of the most difficult memories I had is probably when my father got diagnosed with cancer. When I first heard the news, it was painful. It put me in a dark space because I didn't know if my father was going to make it out of it. So for a while, that stopped me from, you know, being who I normally was. I would say for a couple months, I just wasn't quite there. And my work, I was lackluster at best. I most often stayed inside. But luckily, my father was able to make a full recovery. And yeah, I definitely learned a lot about myself in that time. So yeah, it was a dark time, but I came out probably stronger than ever before.
That is very inspirational. When you found out this terrible news, what inspired you to keep getting up every day?
Honestly, I wanted to do it for my father. Because, you know what, he's also been there, as long as my mother, has really, you know, pushed me forward. And to make him happy, I wanted to continue being a productive member of society. And, you know, I didn't want him to be the reason why I was being lackluster in my day-to-day, because that would make him feel worse. And so that's what motivated me during those times, is to do it for him.
Wow, that's amazing. Can you tell me about someone you always remember?
Who I'll always remember? I mean, there's many people in my life I don't think I'll ever forget.
Definitely me, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. You've been a very close family member of mine. But I think someone that's passed away is my buddy Cole Taylor. He was a very, very kind-hearted man. And he was a really, really good pal growing up. And sadly, he lost his life in a car accident. But I'll always remember the time we shared together. Because it's partly because of him that I was able to have such a great time growing up. And it's one of the reasons why I am who I am.
Wow, that is very, that's always important to remember, for sure. Can you tell me about someone, skip that question. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Honestly, I have a hard time thinking of stuff I'm not grateful for. I do believe I'm very fortunate in a lot of stuff I have. I have a great family that supported me in becoming who I am today. I have an amazing wife who I wake up happy every morning waking up next to. I have my dream job. So, yeah, I couldn't say there's one specific thing. I think it's a combination of many.
That's great. What are you most proudest of in your life?
I'm most proud of I'm most proud of my job. I work at Goldman Sachs, in Salt Lake City, where I currently reside. And it was my dream job. Like, I went to the University of Utah, and I'm always told about this place, Goldman Sachs, that everyone's shooting for. And that's what motivated me to do very well in college. And finally being able to work there has been an accomplishment that I'm, you know, really proud of.
That is very inspiring. I'm glad that you found what you love doing. What's your favorite memory of me?
My favorite memory of you is, I would say probably at the reception at my wedding. Just having all of my family members there, just, you know, everyone just being so happy, and just, you know.
My speech was pretty good, huh?
No, you everyone gave a good speech, but your speech was one that stood out very well.
Oh, yeah.
I that is a very good memory I have of you.
Yes, I agree. That was probably my favorite memory of myself, too. What are some of your most important lessons you've learned in life?
Mainly, just never give up. I would say never giving up is something you should always strive for. I mean, whenever you're faced with problems, I believe that every problem you face in life is a test from the man above. He wants you to prove who you are, to make you stronger. Every problem you face, the end result is up to you. You can let it knock you down, and you have the choice to either get back up or stay back down. And every time you're faced with a problem, when you get back up, you come back stronger than ever.
I like what I'm hearing. Can you remember a time in your life where you felt most alone?
I would probably go back to when my father was diagnosed with cancer. That was like, even though I had so many people around me who were willing to help me and, you know, cheer me up, I felt so alone. I felt like I was losing something that meant so much to me. And it wasn't because I was actually alone. It was just a mindset that I had, was that I was just, you know, alone in life. And I was so distraught with how horrible things are. But I soon realized that I have so many people out there who care about me. So I and now I believe that I'm never alone, whether it be I'm struggling at work or I lost a loved one. I always have people around me who are willing to help, even if I don't know they're there.
Yes. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's quite a question. I mean, I would probably go with my wedding. I've experienced a lot of highs in my life when it comes to, you know, graduating college, even graduating high school. Like, those times are great. But I would say my wedding is probably the main one.
I agree. That was a pretty fun night, I will say. Has your life been different than what you imagined?
Oh, yeah, it's been, I mean, if we're going back from our perspective when I was, like, say, a high school student, I didn't know I was going to be able to achieve as much as I did. I'm very grateful for where I am in life, and I can't say it enough, but, yeah, I have lived such a great life, and I don't think I ever expected this from myself. I grew up, and even and I struggled for a bit. I struggled, so I at some parts I thought I was gonna live a lackluster life, or, you know, I struggle to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's hasn't been the case. I wake up every morning just, you know, happy to get the day started.
Wow. Like that answer also. How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a guy that kept on fighting. Someone that faced problems, whether it be, you know, school, mental health, you know, current situations I was in. I want to be remembered as a guy that got back up. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, sound too, you know, prideful in my life. But I do want to just be like an example to others to get back up and to fight for what you believe in.
Beautiful. Halfway there. Do you have any regrets?
Any regrets? I can't say I regret anything currently, but I mean, I would say I regret not trying new things. I really set myself on a path that was, you know, towards only one goal in one direction, rather than, you know, branching out towards other things. I regret not trying newer things.
That's pretty self-explanatory. If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not doing?
I would definitely regret not seeing the birth of my first child. My wife is currently pregnant. And yeah, I would regret entirely not being able to be one of the first people that greets my child into, you know, life.
Wow. Inspiring. Once again, you never fail to inspire me. When was the last time you cried and why?
Last time I cried was when my wife told me she was pregnant. That, for a while, we thought it was going to happen. For some reason, we kept on trying and it just, you know, wouldn't happen. But then one day I come back from work and I'm just, you know, I open the door and it's just my wife, and she's, you know, holding the test, and she says, "Hey, look what we did." And I started bawling for a bit. It was a great memory.
All right. That is very, once again, inspirational. I can't keep that word out of my mouth. You really done it. What does your future hold?
What does my future hold? Hopefully more of the same. I think my future holds, I don't know how to answer that question. I'm really living life right now, and I hopefully my life holds more of the same. But as we know with COVID, you know, your life can change instantly. So I don't know how to answer that question fully. Hopefully more of the same is going to be my final answer.
Perfect. What are your hopes for me and for my children?
My hopes for you and your children are that you guys achieve your goals. And if not, you guys fight for your goals. And you become who you're meant to be. And you face every problem head on.
Very touching. Honestly, that is something I do nowadays, and so I think I'm on the right path for sure.
You're definitely on the right path. There's a lot of promise for you in your future, and I'm excited to see what comes of it.
Me too. Hey, following in the right footsteps. For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd like to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
As I said earlier, just fight for what you believe in. Fight for what you believe in. Fight for what you want. And even if it doesn't go exactly the way you want it to, you'll achieve great things every time you get back up and start fighting.
Okay. Did you have a nickname? And if so, can you tell me the story of how you got it?
Oh, my nickname. Oh. Other than, you know, times I got teased, I never really got a nickname. I don't know what to answer that.
All right. Are there any funny stories your family tells you, tells about you that come to mind?
There are a few. There are a few stories. Gosh. Probably the one time when I took my dad's car out for a spin, and let's just say it didn't come back in one piece.
Oh.
At any time I drive around in any car, or whether it be like a fancy car or an older car, whenever I'm with some family members, they always joke about it. Oh, is he gonna come back in one piece? Or hey,
I've heard this story.
You're still alive. So, I that was one mistake I made back in high school, and it's something that has not stopped coming up every family reunion.
Yeah, after hearing that story so many times, man, I know that like the back of my hand.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, pretty crazy.
I may be an inspiration in some ways. Driving is not one of them.
Oh, I see. What was one of your worst things you've ever did as a kid?
I was a very, very angry kid growing up. I struggled with anger issues. For some of my, you know, childhood, I was not good at school. So, yeah, growing up as a kid, I always, I think I broke my brother's arm two times. I was very strong for my age. And, yeah, I was quite the deviant growing up, whether it be, you know, fighting my younger brother for no reason or just not doing any schoolwork. But luckily around middle school, I turned everything around.
That's pretty crazy how that was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid. I know nowadays there's a lot of stuff going on that could be way worse than that, but...
Oh, yeah.
I did the same. I wrestle my brother all the time. You know this.
Yeah. You guys are quite the family. Yeah. Sherry definitely has her hands full.
Yeah, I will always be Alex in a wrestle match.
I do not doubt that.
Are there any lessons your work life has taught you?
Don't procrastinate. That's yes. Probably been one of the major things that's taught me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I do a lot of my work, and it even follows me when I get home. So if I'm ever like, hey, I'll just go to the gym now, I'll get work done later. Anytime I make those decisions, I later find out that it wasn't the right decision.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Like right now, this assignment, I've been procrastinating for a while, not gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you're the straight A student of the family.
Of the family. I mean, Natasha had straight A's.
Oh, well, she was good. But, you know, you still got Jordan.
And Carter.
Alex. I thought Carter's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
How's he liking Utah?
He likes it a lot, yeah.
I need to see him.
I know yeah, you guys are really close, huh?
Yeah, he lives about, I think it's like just 20 minutes away from me.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, I'm, you know what? Is he still in Utah?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right, I'll go check up on him. He should be finishing finals soon, so I'll definitely hit him up before he leaves.
Yeah, he's got good grades. Natasha's got good grades. I think me, Carter, and Natasha definitely had the best grades out of the family.
And the rest are working on it, right?
Yeah, Alex, Alden, Jordan... Is she? I don't even know where she's at in college.
I've heard she may be a lost cause, but we'll see. We shall see.
Yes, for sure. Is there something about my beliefs that you don't agree with, but still respect?
I mean, if we continue from our last conversation, I would definitely say not completing this assignment in time. But, you know, it is COVID, so I will give you a pass.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a belief I'm not proud of, although I can't say I did not do the same in high school.
Wow. Yeah. I have not met a single person who has never procrastinated ever, so, oh well. Is there anything you learned about me today that surprised you?
Hey, you're not doing your classwork. That's what surprised me.
All right, well.
You're supposed to be the good child.
Yeah, supposed to be the good child. We can give that one to Alden. Alden can have that one.
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, that's all we've got for you today. Thank you.
Your mom said he's failing PE. Is he really failing PE on Zoom?
Yeah, he's failing PE. Not sure how, but... Anyways.
I'll have to talk to him about something.
Yeah, you're going to have to call him up and tell him you're the police or something.
I do have a different area code. I don't think he has my phone number. So I'll
take that to advantage. I'll go on his phone and change your contact to 911.
Perfect.
All right. Well, that's all we've got for you today. Thank you for joining. And yeah, that was very inspirational. Hey, and
anytime.
All right. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.